Number 20. A major fire broke out at Flinker's Deli early Friday morning, causing so much damage that the owner had to close the restaurant for good. Firefighters rushed to the scene where they discovered that the fire had been caused by a gas leak. No one was injured, although nearby buildings were evacuated until the fire was put out. Flinker's Deli was one of the oldest restaurants in the neighborhood. Abraham Flinker opened it in 1892, and since then, it shut its doors only once, in 1964, during the funeral of the founder. But the current owner, 88-year-old Irving Flinker, decided it was time to close. "My daughter's a doctor, and my son's a teacher. No one in my family is interested in taking over the business," he said. "And after 60 years with barely a day off, I think it's finally time for me to take a long vacation." He also said that it was hard to compete with newer restaurants that took advantage of social media. "I grew up before televisions were common in homes. These days, it seems like there's some kind of new and important technology coming out every month. Maybe kids can keep up with it, but I sure can't," he said. Pietro Malandruco, a local investor, has offered to take over the restaurant from Flinker. "It would be a shame to let a place with so much history disappear," he said. However, Flinker said that he doesn't trust anyone outside of his family to maintain the friendly atmosphere he worked so hard to build. Neighbors are sad to see the restaurant go. "You can't find a better grilled turkey sandwich around here," said Eric Einhorn. "And you can't beat the prices either. They haven't raised them since I moved here from New York 10 years ago." Others expressed the thought that they'll miss Irving's smiling face as he opened the shop every morning. "Irving was always there to greet me with a smile and a pickle," said Vicky Greenberg. "Anytime I showed him a test where I got an A, he gave me a free pickle. I ate a lot of free pickles growing up."